1734, Iowa Colony, Nightmare Rental.
Okay, 34, Larry Staub. This is on Iowa Colony. Let's see, it's kind of shrunken down. It's here. If you can see my cursor moving, we're on Iowa. This is Tanny Como. Zoom in on here for our concept portion. The applicant seeking approval of a special use permit for the ability to nightly rent a remodeled single-family home. That's all I have for concept. If the board wants to move into a public hearing.
Let's move into public hearing.
Okay. Through the assessor's information, the subject property is Lot 11, located in the Escher subdivision. He's asking to be able to use a remodeled three-bedroom single-family home for nightly rental. The property is served by a private well in the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. His maximum occupancy would be 8 occupants per our definition. Just some pictometry views. I think this one's from the east, from the west. You see he owns a lot of Taney Como Bluff. The lots to the south and north are currently residential single-family homes. Property to the east is vacant residential lots with Taney Como Lake to the west of the property. So hopefully he brought a buffer plan for the north and south.
I've got a written plan and then some pictures that kind of indicate what's currently there, and I'd be happy to work with the board, but you know, there's a large stand of mature trees to the north border. That's the last page in your group, and they're a little thinned out right in that picture because they just went and cleaned them out next door. When they did the rocks, they rocked their yard in, so it's a little, it's more dense in the summertime, and it's thinning out at this point a little bit. And then my neighbor to the south, I talked with him. He's a real nice guy, and they're kind of part-timers a little bit. And he's got a large shop that just about, it's not to the property line, so it sets back about 4 to 6 feet. And, I mean, it's going to be way more than adequate as far as a noise buffer and that type of thing. Yeah, exactly, and it more than it extends past the front of the house and extends past the back, and his place is set 40 feet over where his quote living area is. So I just don't see. I mean, I'm happy to put in a buffer if the board demands it, but personally, right now, I don't think it's an issue.
What you need, Randy?
Got that road to the just to the right of where his property is. Is that Timber Ridge Circle?
Timber Ridge Circle. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's the garage on the left there between your neighbor and you, correct?
You know, I'll walk over. Yeah, this is my neighbor's garage, and you can see it's a two-car plus a one-car. This place is kind of tucked behind it a little bit. And then these folks here, they pulled that trailer off, and they built a new home there. It's very nice, but some of these trees that were there, they got thinned out. They'll pick them back up, but... And that's kind of what I'm saying. Then as far as parking, while I'm standing here, I created another parking area here that's all rocked in. And shoot, I think you could probably get, I put 3 cars on the drawing just because of the angle, but you could get more than that around that and not have any influence on the street as far as local traffic or any of that stuff.
Our goal is, you know, we don't rent the partiers and that type of thing. We try to find older individuals. We're kind of up more repeat renters. We give them better deals, you know, just that kind of thing. We don't want property damage. We just want happy people coming to Branson, you know.
Well, the thing it is in this business that you're in, I mean, if they tear up your place,
you're going to have to... It just costs you time. Yeah, you just lost your profits even sometimes for a whole season.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean... I personally did more European rentals because they like them from 3 to 6 weeks, plus we get them into the Branson market. I did this in Florida for a while at the Cape Coral. We had a lot of homes that we'd do the same thing, and we rented Switzerland, Germany, Austria, and my wife speaks those languages fluently. I know enough to understand it when she's yelling at me about something, but, you know, and they're great customers, and they come back, and they bring their friends, and they spend a lot of money.
Does the board have any questions on what I presented as far as the info packet or anything? Anything else you'd like to ask me about?
Nope.
Well, you're the one signed up to speak. If you're done.
I'm done. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time and energy.
All right. Monday, October the 16th.
Yes, sir. I'll be here. See you, Scott.
Yep. See ya.
Forsyth Senior Center, 1735.
This one's a little different because we did hold the concept. So we're going to just go right into our public hearing because he has had his concept. If you remember, this is the top of the hill.
You mentioned it, too.
Yeah, Manly Hill.
I forgot.
And there's our property. I don't remember if all our board was here during that, but this is a 3/4 acre parcel, which is part of the 7 3/4 acre zone by the Senior Friendship site that's in the county. The remaining 7 acres is within the city of Forsyth city limits. And I think my next slide shows that. Yes, here's the 7 acres. There's the parcel in question coming through for the county. And the rest of that property is all within the city limits of Forsyth. Applicant has requested the ability to add the following uses to the Senior Friendship site property at 11048 East State Highway 76 Forsyth. Galleries, community hall, dance hall, exhibition hall, lecture hall, covered farmer's market. Pictometry views from the west, the north. There's an approximate 42 by 48 section of the existing building that's been left for use for the indoor events. The balance of the building's been torn down, leaving a concrete slab for use of the outdoor events. That applicant has indicated they plan to connect to public water and sewer in the future. The applicant also indicated they continue to block the entrance from State Highway 76 to the property that was used by the previous business. There are separate entrances to the property within the city limits of Forsyth with a better sight distance that would be used instead. Project received a score of a -3. Here's a recent picture of the remodeled building that was left. You can see the slab that was part of the other existing building. Staff recommendations for permit 1735 would be as following. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, with this approval, the following uses have been approved at 11048 East State Highway 76, Forsyth, Missouri, which is parcel 09-2.0-03-00-000-031.000 would be galleries, community hall, dance hall, exhibition hall, lecture hall, and covered farmer's market. Three would be compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District. Four is no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, the entrance from State Highway 76 to the property that is within the county shall remain closed or be eliminated for use. Six, this decision is subject to all existing easements. This should be seven. Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And eight is this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. That's the public hearing.
Scott, could you back up to the entrance one? Could you bring up the aerial?
You want pictometry
or? That's fine.
That's fine, okay.
The entrances, all of those along the highway, the little circle entrance and the existing older entrance that went in front of the building, which I know is currently blocked. But is your intention for the main entrance to come off of that city street, that main boulevard street there?
I have a master plan, if you will, that we created early on, and it shows where our intended access to the property will be.
If you want to, just bring that up.
I'm going to hold it for you. This is 76 Highway.
Correct.
This is the Remus Road. The entrance to the building right now is right here, which is closed, like you said.
Right.
But for future use, all of these entrances that are along here right now will be closed. And the main entrance will be off of Shoals Bend, and then there's a secondary.
You're just wanting to temporarily use that. Are you still planning on it? Because I know the last time you were here, you were talking about temporary using the little circle.
Yeah.
For now.
Well,
yeah,
for the horse. To me, even temporary using it for a period of time, that still doesn't make it safe. I'd like to use that other main road as far as safety-wise if you plan to hold these type of events and whatnot, because you're going to have a lot of people coming to those, and you're using one with a lot less sight distance.
What's this road right here on this side?
That's Summit Ridge.
And it's used every day, isn't it?
It's used every day, but it's not...
It's not going to have the traffic. I understand that.
Most of the traffic go out the other way just because of that entrance.
Brad, are you talking about Remus Road?
No, he's talking about right up to the right of that, Scott.
Right there.
A little circle. No, the temporary little circle.
Oh, this one.
Right there is the one he's wanting to use temporarily. The far one right there, right? You're not going to use the one closer to... Right, but you're going to try to use the one that's closest to Shoals Bend was my understanding, or at least I thought it was last week.
And off of Remus Road, too.
Well, my other question, have you talked with MoDOT as far as your entrance there? I mean, I know it's in existing, but...
Yeah, are they going to allow it?
Well, allow it to be closed off?
But you're not going to use it in the future. The future is not going to be. They're not going to have that entrance there.
How long are you talking about using it?
You mean the circle?
Yes. Temporary. The temporary drive. How long was you thinking you were going to use that temporarily?
Well, we're securing funding for the senior center. As soon as that comes through, these will go into place.
So, you don't really have the funding right now to do the entrance off of Shoals Bend, per se? I mean, is that part of the issue?
The funding that we're having for our building right now is just to get the farmer's market up and running.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Our original plan says we're going to put in a 23,000 square foot building right back here.
Right.
We're going to use this road to come into a parking area.
Right.
We're planning on, right now, we've got the saddle club right here.
Right.
So we told someone here the last time we would block this off.
Right, and use the farthest.
And we will use that.
That's what I understood. Oh. That's what I was asking.
That's
I thought it was going to be the farthest one you were going
right.
to try to
We
use.
Would block this one off. We've already blocked this.
Right.
This is already blocked. If they hit that, they're going to stay there. So we're going to block this. We do have the same materials that we blocked this off to block this driveway off back here. So we're going to use this because this comes into their Saddle Club Arena and also will come into our...
I mean, I understand Randy's concern, and I mean, I have the same concern as I'm sure the other board members do. I mean, it is dangerous, guys. It is. You know it as well as I do and as well as they do.
I've tried to get some statistics from the Sheriff's Department and the Highway Patrol and the Police Department on, going back 10 years, accidents in there, and I haven't got any
you haven't got any feedback.
Well, what they told me was that they couldn't remember anything severe happening.
Most of us has driven that know it's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. The locals generally know it, but, you know, there's not just locals on the road.
To me,
your saddle club,
considering the problem, it's that one right there.
Oh, very much.
This one here is not near as big of a problem what that is.
No, that one's a scary one.
Yeah.
It really is.
As far as we're concerned, we're going to use just that... one far circle drive road right there.
Temporarily. Until you can put that.
But wouldn't the highway department have jurisdiction on that if it's already an existing entrance to use it until
State
such
road.
Time as they decided they didn't need it anymore?
I would think so.
Well,
but
the
I don't
reason
know.
You probably need to contact MoDOT, if you do.
Oh, I think that would be a good. But I think that you'll find on MoDOT that they have the jurisdiction over that.